Isn't It a Beautiful Meadow? By Wolf Harrenth. One Sunday, some people from the town went for a walk in the country. When they came to a nice spot, they stopped. "Isn't this a beautiful meadow?" said Mr. Timms. "There's fresh air and sunshine. And look, it's full of trees and bees and flowers and butterflies." "Yes," they all said, "it's such a beautiful meadow. Let's stop here." "There are no cars and noisy streets here," said Mr. Timms. "No grey buildings and smelly factories." "Yes," they all said, "it's such a beautiful meadow, and that's how it should stay." "That's right," said Mr. Timms. "But how can we fit us all into such a small meadow? We'll be treading on each other's toes. What can we do?" "I know. We'll put up some fences." "Yes," they all said. "Nice, neat little fences. Fences are so useful. That way everyone can have a little place of their own. The meadow will be big enough after all." "That's right," said Mr. Timms. "We will have to clamber over each other's fences and walk through each other's gardens. What can we do?" "I know. We'll build some roads." "Yes," they all said. "Nice, neat little roads. Roads are very useful. Everyone can have their own road. The meadow will be big enough after all." "It's nice here now," said Mr. Timms. "Now we can drive our cars down to our meadow." "Yes," they all said. "And we'll bring everything we need, like ping pong bats and shady hats, a camping loo and a barbecue, and folding beds to rest our heads. Everyone can make themselves comfortable. The meadow will be big enough after all." "That's right," said Mr. Timms. "But when it rains, we'll all get soaking wet. What can we do?" "I know, we'll build some houses." "Yes," they all said, "nice, neat little houses. Houses are so useful. Everyone can have their own house. The meadow will be big enough after all." "It's nice here now," said Mr. Timms. "Now we can stay in our meadow over the weekend." "Yes," they all said, "and we can bring along everything that we need for the house, like a deep freeze and a computer, a big TV for the family, and electric lights that shine at night. Everyone can make themselves at home. The meadow will be big enough after all." "That's right," said Mr. Timms. "But now our poor cars will sit outside and rust. What can we do?" "I know. We'll build some garages." "Yes," they all said. "Nice, neat little garages. Garages are so useful. Everyone will have their own garage. The meadow will be big enough after all." "That's right," said Mr. Timms. "But we'll still have to drive to work in that rotten old town. What can we do?" "I know, we'll build a factory." "Yes," they all said, "a nice little factory. Factories are very useful. That way everyone can have a job here. The meadow will be big enough after all." "That's right," said Mr. Timms. "But we'll still have to go into town to do our shopping. What can we do?" "I know, we'll build a supermarket." "Yes," they all said, "supermarkets are very useful. We can all buy everything we want. The meadow will be big enough after all." Then they built a school and a post office and a railway station and a big office block. And they all said, "It's really nice here now in our beautiful meadow." "That's right," said the children. "But where are we going to play? There's no more room in the meadow and it's too dangerous on the roads. It was much nicer before." "Be quiet," said everybody else. "Don't be so ungrateful. You can't have everything. Our meadow just isn't big enough." "That's right," said Mr. Timms. "And where are all the flowers? Where are the trees? Where are the butterflies? Where are the bees? Where has the fresh air gone? It really was much nicer here before." "Be quiet," they all said. "Don't be so ungrateful. We can't have everything. Our meadow just isn't big enough." One Sunday, some friends from the town came to see them. "Welcome to our beautiful meadow," said Mr. Timms. Where is it then? Said the friends. It looks the same around here as it does at home.
That's right, said Mr. Timms.
That's right, they all said. But what can we do about it?
We've got an idea.
Come with us.
So everyone got into their cars and drove and drove until they came to a beautiful meadow.
Here we are, said Mr. Timms.
Isn't this a beautiful meadow, said the children.
And they looked their parents straight in the eyes and said, this time be careful what you're doing. Don't spoil this meadow. We all need it, grown-ups and children too.
And this time...